Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I wrote down when I was in Kenya. In 97, 98, and 99, I did a lot of teaching. We had a lot of students there, did a lot of teaching there. And I found this in Kenya. It's an old Arabic proverb. And I found it while I was in Kenya doing some study, and all was interesting. Here's a proverb. Speaking about people who think they know. Here's the proverb. And you have to listen. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is a student. Teach him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him. And he who knows and knows that he knows not is wise. Follow him. Did y'all get that? Let me read it one time. Let this sink in. He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. Stay away from him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not, he's a student. You can teach him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him. And he who knows and knows that he knows not is wise. Follow him. That's what Paul is saying here in these if any man think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet, he is the ought to know. We always need to keep learning. We never come where we finally figured it all out. Somebody asked me something. Matter of fact, I got this from somebody here a couple years ago, and I use it occasionally. People ask me for advice, and I don't have an answer. I simply tell them, and they said, what about this preacher? I said, I know two things. I know God, and number two, I ain't him. Let that sink in. I know God, and I ain't him. There's a lot of things I don't know. I know God knows, but I don't. And I ain't him. Now, that's my easy way out to answer a question that I don't know, have an answer for. But isn't it true? Matter of fact, sometimes we'd be better off just keeping our mouth shut. Amen. That's a whole nother lesson. Because we think we know. Remember Job and his friends? Boy, they knew. Job, let me tell you. If you're a sinner, you just need to confess, and that's all this reason God is pouring all this judgment upon you, because we know this is what's going on. And they didn't know. They were fools. Matter of fact, you've seen what happened at the end of Job, and all they had to offer sacrifices. You know, anyway, a whole another story. Well, so Paul's laying this foundation now about this thing offered to idols. He hadn't lost track or chasing a rabbit. He's letting them know something about knowledge, how important it is, but don't let it override love. Charity is always much more important than knowledge. Amen, preacher. Love is all-encompassing for everyone, because he's going to deal with these weak believers while we deal with these weak believers. Love. Okay. Verse number 3. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. Now he brings it down to the base level. Again, speaking about this love. Love is far greater than knowledge. Again, he's not saying, don't be ignorant. Don't be stupid. What he's saying is that love is far greater, though, than knowledge. Because Paul was a learned man. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He was well-educated and all. But yet, he didn't allow it to puff him up. He could debate with the best lawyers of the day and all these things. But yet, if any man love God, the same is known of him. Love is far greater than knowledge. It is not by our knowledge that we're approved of God. Let that sink in. It's not because we know so much that God said, boy, ain't he a smart fella? No. But our love for God is how much we're approved of him. Not our knowledge, but our love. It's how much we're approved of him. It's what he's saying here. Did you get that? God's not impressed with how much we know. Because we know nothing. By the way, you know nothing ever occurred to God? He never has one. I think I share this with my grandkids all the time. Commercials, they don't make commercials like they used to. I don't even watch TV anymore. I don't watch TV. Remember growing up, sometimes like in cartoons or something, somebody comes up with an idea and bing, a light bulb flashes over their head. Or there's a V8. I remember that commercial. Wow, I could have had a V8. You know, like it occurred to them that something they didn't miss out for. Nothing has ever occurred to God. Nothing. Nobody's ever taught God. Where did he learn? He's God. He's God, and I'm not. That's my answer. What did he do in eternity past? He's God. And I'm not. I don't know. But anyway, here's the point. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Loving God, and by the way, and others. Remember 1 John. If some man say he loves his brother. Loves not his brother. Hate his brother. How can the love of God be in him? Man, I hate that guy. How's the love of God in you? What 1 John says. Same thing about here. If any man... The loving God is a sign of being saved and being known of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse number 4. Now he gets to the crux of the matter. And now, as concerning, therefore, the eating of those things. That's that same word we see in verse number 1 as touching those things. Verse number 4, now concerning, he's going to get to the, if I could use the meat of the meat of it. Okay. Therefore, the eating of those things which are offered in sacrifice unto idols. Okay. Paul begins to answer the subject matter in verse number 1, here in verse 4. After presenting the value of love over knowledge, Paul begins to answer this controversial matter. It was struggling in the Corinthian church. Can we eat meat that was offered, that was sacrificed to idols? Can we eat that? The difficulty concerning idols and the sacrifices offered to idols were twofold. Now hang with me. We got to go back a couple thousand years ago to the city of Corinth. There's a couple problems here. First of all, to take part in any social event in the city of Corinth involved in eating in public. In other words, they're not eating at home. They're in a social gathering. We think of if they have something at the Civic Center or something, everybody goes and gathers and have a big meal for everybody. It was known as common meals. And and that food came from the temple that had went to the markets and they bought the meat at the market. And now they're serving it at these social functions. And remember, as believers, you have to be real careful of what we do attend. I mean, you got to be careful. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. But yet, we're not to become Amish and isolate ourselves where we cannot impact others. So I'm saying there's that line. You have to be careful where you walk. You don't become like them, but yet you cannot separate yourself from them as far as being around them. If not, we become isolationist, and then we can't affect nobody. So that was the problem in Corinth. These believers, they're having maybe they're invited to some social feast or something. As a believer, a husband and wife, man, they don't have meat there, and it came from the temple. Can we eat it? That was the first. The second problem was this. A great percentage of the meats were sold in the marketplace had been offered to idols.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.